We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 14th day of April, 2013. Tomorrow, those of you that actually work out there, about half the population of the country, no matter how poor you are, will be paying money to the private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve that has hijacked this country and controls the Treasury Department. I personally, because I'm what you call middle class, upper middle class, I personally pay 40% federally now. And then if you count it all together, my accountant has done the math, 64% of the quote money I make, that stuff I can't put back in the operation, any of it, because that ends up getting taxes paid on it as well. 64%+, if that isn't slavery, I don't know what is. In ancient feudal Europe, it was 10-30%. Same thing in Japan. Same thing in ancient China. Same thing in Mesoamerica, if you study that. Because peasants would never put up more than 30% being taken. So literal slaves paid 30% max, on average about 10%. And then you've got people out there that are on welfare or have government jobs. They're like, this is great. I'm doing wonderful. They have no idea the actual standard of living is going down now and that it's all built on debt by design that the globalists have loaned to us out of nothing. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting Obama has an effective tax rate of 18.4%, and mine is almost 65%. And this is a guy that has made something like $10 million off his book and all the rest of this garbage. And of course, all the big money guys end up never really paying taxes. Now, here's what we've done today. Bill Maher, who calls himself a libertarian, I guess Glenn Beck calls himself that too. I guess Joseph Stalin's a libertarian, if you believe that Bill Maher is. We'd play larger clips of it, the full clips up on Infowars.com, but it's so expletive-laden that we're just going to air about 20 seconds of it here, where he looks over to Bob Costas and says, look, why won't somebody just say it? The Second Amendment is a bunch of BS. And Bob Costas gets very, very excited. These guys all have bodyguards, live behind gated communities like the CNN redcoat, who's fled the law. Piers Morgan, he has armed guards at his house on record. Project Veritas exposed that. Of course he does. I mean, you see video of him when he's out in L.A. with like three bodyguards. You imagine going out to eat at a restaurant where it's already exclusive and that they've already got bodyguards there. You've got to have three bodyguards sitting at a table next to you because you're Piers Morgan. I mean, give me a break, man. Why don't you just have your wife pack heat in her purse, you wimp? Why don't you have her, impregnate herself? I mean, it's just incredible. But it's more than that. They're elitist, and they don't want you to have the right to defend yourself. They want you to live Chicago style. And I got to air it again because the magnitude of this video and the video we have of the city councilman, part of Bloomberg's operation, saying, well, after we register your guns, we're going to take them, Mike Martinez, this is coffin nails to these people. I mean, this is the dead political duck dance. If we expose this, they politically are done. All the hundreds of clips, if you'll just go to an anti-gun rally, they will say on the podium they're going to ban the guns. And if you talk to the people in the audience, they'll go, yes, I'm a bureaucrat, or yes, I'm a communist, or yes, I'm a socialist, and yes, we should arrest everyone that owns guns. It's not just San Diego or L.A. where every person Mark Dice talked to. And the video's up on drudgereport.com right now at the lower left-hand column down there. It's also on Infowars.com. It's not just out in California. It's here in Austin. Every person we talked to said ban water if it's for the earth. I mean, this is a government worship cult. This is a cult of nobodies who associate their power with a big multinational megacorporation that controls the government. They have a name for it. It's called losers, chumps, useful idiots, schmucks, fools, marks, punks. We're going to cover it all when we come back. Stay with us.
on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the 14th day of April, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're live, ladies and gentlemen, as we are every Sunday, syndicated across the country, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas. Of course, we also have the bigger, though the Sunday show has exploded, weekday program from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain. We're on XM 166 during the week and over 150 AM and FM affiliates across the country. We also have InfoWars Nightly News. Find details at InfoWarsNews.com, InfoWarsNews.com. And, of course, we are the number one patriot, anti-New World Order, pro-liberty, pro-Second Amendment, pro-American website in the world that a talk radio host runs and operates. The most successful, largest website out there, except for, of course, the behemoth, drudgereport.com. And by the way, I'd like to direct everyone to drudgereport.com today because it's already rolled off infowars.com. Down towards the bottom in the middle column, Californians signed petition to ban and seize guns. Did you hear that? And they actually say ban and arrest all white conservatives. They also sign a petition I'm not joking, okay, now, because they say inherently being white is now racist. And this is how the political correctness works. If you watch MSNBC, and I'm going to do a report on this later in the week, because I see new ones every day and don't even play them here, we've got more than 20 clips I'm going to put in this report. We're going to have a text report, too, up on InfoWars.com that has all these videos posted, where they say, if you don't support healthcare, you're a racist. If you're white, you're inherently racist. If you don't support totally open borders, you're a racist. If you don't support increasing the debt limit, you're a racist. If you don't support socialism being taught in the schools, you're a racist. If you don't support children being taught how to masturbate in public schools, like Jocelyn Elder said, you're a racist. If you criticize any form of socialism, you're a racist. And this is all Ford Foundation funded, what's known as liberation theology. This is how the big corporations, the last 80 years, they've had congressional hearings on it, decided to not create unity, to create real unity, but to create unity at first and then re-balkanize things, playing people off against each other with government as the arbitrator, a government as the referee. And, I mean, if you watch MSNBC, it's like the Ku Klux Klan channel, except from another perspective, and it's mainly white government elitist retreads. And, of course, on CNN, Paul Begala and CIA people like Anderson Cooper, he's admittedly CIA, doing nothing but creating massive racial division where it's okay to say mean racist things to white people, discriminate against whites, talk bad about whites, say, hey, whites ought to turn their guns in, they're just racist, make owning guns a racial issue when it's every American's right. Bring in the immigrant class that come from third world countries with no history of freedom, who already have inferiority complexes, and say, it's okay, the government is your friend, the government will give you welfare and let you have your babies free, anchor babies, but just so long as you understand white people are bad and we've got to go after them. It is incredible that the Democratic Party, the party of the Ku Klux Klan, who then figured out they couldn't win because of conservatives and libertarians and, you know, neo-abolitionists. The Republican Party passed the Civil Rights Act. The Republican Party, of course, is controlled by the globalists as well now. It's just crazy how the Democratic Party was always racially based. Senator Byrd, you know, Grand Dragon, you name it. And then when they couldn't win that, they took over and actually sold racism to all the minority groups, where now the city of Austin pays for billboards that say, rise up the race, and shows Mexico overtaking the U.S. City of Austin paid for that through their art commission. I mean, this is good old-fashioned divide and conquer. And so now, and again, I'm going to have Watson run an article about this tomorrow or Tuesday because there's so many clips. We're going to have an article probably with 50, 60 clips. There have been like five new ones this week that I just happened to see where people grab them and put them on YouTube because I don't watch MSNBC or CNN. And I mean, it is all Republicans are racist scum whites. And it's on there like it's straight face. Everyone's like, that's right. Whites are bad. And it'll be two white guys and a black guy, or it'll be Hispanic, some white women. And it's just the most racially motivated, unbelievable garbage I've ever seen. And then Mark Dice goes out, who's done reporting off and on for us over the years many times. Again, his video's up on Infowars.com. California signs petition to ban and confiscate firearms. I have also reposted it to the front page as well. Democrats call for door-to-door gun confiscation. It's in that article as well. But again, the easiest place to find us is DrudgeReport.com, bottom of the middle column. It was at the top, I guess, Friday night, and has moved down to the bottom column there. And listen, get this video out to everybody. All you've got to do is go to an anti-gun rally, and they will tell you, just interview people, but you've got to talk in an NPR voice, and you've got to show that you're one of them. So do like Mark Dice did. I'm going to have all my reporters go out and do this as well in Austin. You've got to walk up shuffling, and you've got to act like a zombie and talk in an NPR go-to-sleep voice, and you've got to say, you know, white people are really racist. We need to arrest all of them. Please sign the petition to arrest all the white people, and they will sign. Blacks, Hispanics, whites, you name it, as long as they're liberals who are really authoritarians. And then you go, look, I want to arrest them all and take all their guns. And we're going to go further. We're going to say, and let's put them in a forced labor camp. Ladies and gentlemen, they will start jumping up and down when you do it. You know why I know? We've already done it. And I see them on YouTube defending when I show the new Army manual about putting Tea Partiers in a labor camp. And it says re-education camp. Just type in Army manual, re-education camp, army.mil. It's the first link. Guys, pop it up. I'll give people the FM number directly off of it. Military folks know what that is. And you're like, but this is crazy. Alex Jones' show is wild. Yeah, because these people are wild. If I point a microscope at a burrowing mite, like a chigger, it's disgusting looking. It's crazy looking. But I'm not the one that's the chigger. Or if I was to point a telescope at a pile of dog crap 100 yards away and you can see the flies landing on it and stuff, I'm not the one that's gross looking through the telescope. It's the dog crap that is. And so this show sounds crazy because these people are crazy people. It is a cult of government worship. It is a cult. People never recognize tyranny because it's always so over the top that normal people can't believe it's happening. It happened over 100 times last century. There were over 500 governments in the 20th century, over 170 nations. In a century, the governments turned over many times. And most of them were tyrannies. And with Lenin and Stalin and Mao and Hitler and Pol Pot and Fidel Castro, and the list goes on, it's always the same. They just get away with more and more and more and more and more and more and more. And the people up top get away with more and more until they can't even hold back their own minions anymore who want to increase their own little bureaucratic kingdoms. See, I've studied history, and I just want to give you a news flash. Most of you already know this, but if you're a new listener, well, this is bona fide 200-proof tyranny, okay? But there's still the old vestigial islands of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and our memory of being free. And so there's still some good judges, some good governors, some good legislators, some good members. But that's all now dissolving. It's kind of like the sea level rising. And we're all up here on the top of the mountain, and they're picking off the weaker, dumb people. What's incredible is the sheep that follow the system and think it's their friend and think that it loves them. They are the ones that get fed on the most. I mean, folks, foreign banks get $85 billion of taxpayer money a month. For over a year now with QE3. It's FM3-39.40, internment resettlement operations, how they're going to process your social security numbers, how they're going to confiscate your guns. The state police in Fox News went public in Colorado 5 days ago and said, we're in federal training meetings saying prepare to confiscate Christians' guns. And they're going, why are we demonizing Christians as a group?
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, before I get to all these incredible clips, including Austin City Council member and Mayor Pro Tem from time to time, Mike Martinez talking about after they register, they will confiscate our guns. Before I get to all these clips, I want to say something to talk radio out there, because I know that all the biggest talk show hosts in the country listen to the broadcast, because I've been told by them either personally off air or on air, in the case of Michael Savage and others, or I've been told by their counterparts, people that work with them, that they're listeners. And that's very evident because our articles get covered days later on all the shows. They read directly from our research and then rarely give us credit. Savage does, Drudge does, we appreciate, and others. But I'm not complaining. I'm just happy the information is getting out there, and that's good. I want to communicate to their producers. I want to communicate to mainline conservatives. I want to communicate to so-called liberals. Because I know there's some real liberals out there who are just misguided and don't understand the fact that tyranny is moving through the so-called liberal wing very, very quickly. America has been taken over by offshore banks. $85 billion a month is given in just one way. There's several others. To offshore, above-the-law banks that pay no taxes, on record. And those are the banks that lobby and fund all the anti-gun groups. They fund the environmental land-grabbing groups. They fund the groups trying to overthrow the Bill of Rights. Just go research who funds Handgun Control, Inc., or the Violence Policy Center, or the Brady Center. I mean, it's all offshore banks. I mean, look at Bloomberg, who's basically an offshore banking asset, spending now, what is it, 50-something million the past few months? It's like $12 million a week trying to get our guns. And he's totally taken the guns in New York. And then they've taken the guns in Chicago, and they've taken them everywhere else they're in control. They all have bodyguards paid for by you. And listen, we're either going to get on the offense against these people and call them out, because I continue to hear mainline conservatives say, oh, liberals are dumb. Liberals don't get it. Don't they know FBI crime numbers 20 years now? Crime has dropped 49%, violent crime, directly because of increased gun ownership and the FBI's own numbers that no one will publicize. Let's show that graph here in a moment before we go to Bill Maher. And again, we're showing TV viewers feeds of this. If you're a radio listener, by tomorrow, this will be archived up at YouTube and other places. You'll be able to go see it. But, I mean, go to FBI.gov, read it. Hey, don't you know that in the last 20 years this happened? Why are you blaming us for mass shootings when it's almost always a Prozac head that did it? Why are you hyping this? Because they're authoritarians. Because criminals want disarmed slaves. It is totally and completely elementary. And they're butchering the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution right now. That's not debated. They need to get the guns because they've got such horrible things planned. They know their enforcers will become scared to do it. Because if Alexander Solzhenitsyn would have done the right thing, as he said he wished he would have, and if they would have physically stood up to the Soviet secret police in Ukraine and Poland and Russia, it would have stopped very quickly, but everybody gave into it and cowered in fear because they didn't own guns. That's why you see a complete and total, absolute, massive demonization of the Second Amendment right now, because if they can bring it down, they can bring everything down. And more importantly, as I'll do a special report we're going to premiere at the start of the next hour, they want to persecute gun owners, and they want to create ambiguous laws to throw the book at gun owners, just like they take people's kids every day who smoke marijuana. They want to get the general population in the criminal justice system. We have more prisons, more prison populations than anybody else in the world. And the Democratic Party constituents that watch MSNBC now, that is like something out of a Kurt Vonnegut movie, a Kurt Vonnegut novel, of just the ultimate absurdist police state. They're on there saying, take all the guns. Being libertarian is illegal. It's terrorist to love freedom. Alex Jones is violent. Alex Jones is calling for violence. Ron Paul's a liar. There's no North American Union. You know, just wall to wall, but they call it liberal, so it's okay. Like Obama putting Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, letting them murder the Christians, Jews, and others, giving them 10,000 heat-seeking missiles. Now Homeland Security says, don't worry about that. The real threat is the American people. This is the over-the-topness of this, because as a nation, we've become so passive. We are allowing authoritarianism to be set up. There are special interests that want to take over. They've already taken over the banking system. They've taken over the central government, the military, the Pentagon. They have a fifth branch of the military called Homeland Security, openly saying its main mission is conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, and now Christians. Guys, put the Fox News report up. Again, we told you this years ago, but now they're saying Catholics, period. Protestants, period. Christians are listed right next to Al-Qaeda. And the state police came out in the Denver papers 5 days ago. We covered this. Just look it up. And said, we now are made to go to federal training where they prepare us to confiscate the guns of Christians and to fight a Christian uprising. Ladies and gentlemen, when the government starts saying this group's bad, prepare to go after a whole group, it's pre-crime. That's illegal. It's guilty until proven innocent, and it's what Stalin and Hitler and Mao and Nero did. Hey, all the Jews are criminals. We've got to prepare to go after them. Hey, now it's all the Christians. And again, they've got us so obsessed with Hispanic, black, white. That's all the diversion as they hype up racial division on that front. When they're saying, if you're not a collectivist, if you don't support world government, if you don't support socialism and communism, this is what they're saying. They're making kids do anti-gun booklets in college and high school, and they're making them report on their parents. I mean, this stuff is in the news every day now. I mean, it's like opening up 1984. 1984 is not an instruction manual. Now, I want to go to this clip, and when we come back, I'm going to play all the clips, but there it is. Army email labels Christian ministers as domestic hate group. And that's the Fox News whitewash. It's not the Army email. It's the Southern Poverty Law Center. I recognize it. Manual that all police are taught as well. But yes, it was emailed to all members of the Army. That extremist domestic hate groups, and it's got Catholics and evangelicals listed right next to Al-Qaeda. But here's Bill Maher. Here's Bill Maher saying, hey, we want to get rid of the Second Amendment. At least he's being honest. Here it is.
So sorry, but this is the problem with the gun debate, is that it's a constant center-right debate. There's no left in this debate. Everyone on the left is so afraid to say what should be said, which is the Second Amendment is bull. Why doesn't anyone go at the core of it?
And Bob Costas then gets all excited and you know, I mean, it's disgusting. And the full video is up on InfoWars.com right now. And, I mean, it's just, oh, we're so impressed. And I love how the so-called left, who are really authoritarian sickos, part of a government death cult of control freakism. I mean, they identify with government power. They are a sick gang, a criminal gang. They always talk about how smart they are because they know their constituents are the dumbest people in the world. We're going to show you the video in a minute when we come back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
That's right.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mass persecution of conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, returning veterans has already begun. We get thousands of emails a week of veterans with no criminal record and no psychiatric record having their guns taken or not being able to buy guns or being SWAT teamed or being taken to mental institutions and released 2 days later. You've heard them. We've had them on the show. It's been in the news. We've got a journalist and private investigator with the Northeast Intelligence Network, Doug Hagman, joining us. He's up there in the New York, New Jersey area. The state police came out in local papers Thursday and said, we're being ordered to do things that aren't even in the gun laws. And we don't like doing this. And I've seen state police speak out and get in trouble, even senior ones in New York. So this is serious what they're doing to gun owners and veterans right now. And folks, if they can go after veterans, the most popular group in this country, they can go after anybody. And again, it's all bait and switches. They get us all fighting with each other over racial issues that the media hypes up that no conservative could ever get away with or would want to get away with. And then they're taking all of our rights together. It's the government class that's collaborating with the foreign banks that run the New World Order that's now out in the open. We've got to have a real political debate about this, but I never finished my statement to the media people. I kind of went off in a rabbit trail about other talk shows. I know that local talk show hosts around the country are listening that are on our local affiliates. I've been guest on many of those stations. I know national hosts are listening. I know people in government are listening. A lot of you are listening, especially people in government, because you know how accurate this show is. This is real authoritarianism we're facing. It's very nasty. And they've almost converted the economy over to where that's all that's going to be left is Homeland Security type stuff. You won't be able to get a scholarship unless it's in it. You won't be able to get a job unless it's part of the spy grid. I saw where AP's hiring North Koreans to run their bureaus, and they hired the former head of the East German Stasi to set up Homeland Security 11 years ago. And I saw that, I didn't believe it. And then they later bragged about it. I mean, it's, again, it's absurdist, and it's bipartisan what's going on, because we're asleep at the switch. I liken it to going out in the middle of a field and taking 50 Valium and passing out, and, you know, fire ants kill you. I mean, we're sleeping with a lillipully government bureaucrat, vampires, sucking the blood out of us, folks, and denying it won't get us out of it. Now, the bad news is stuff's going to get a lot worse a lot faster. The good news in that, the silver lining is, with any tyranny of this magnitude, people are going to be forced to wake up. That's why, as radical as my show sounds, it is widely more and more accepted, because it's not Alex Jones that's extreme. It's that the world has gotten extreme, and I was ahead of my time. And I was ahead of my time because in 1996, when I first got on air, they started doing secret urban warfare drills in Texas. I got tipped off. I witnessed them. I got held at gunpoint by Delta Force. Mike Hansen did as well. We got threatened. We talked to locals, the police chief of San Antonio, who they tried to bribe. I got video of that, and I fell into all this, okay? The shadow government's been growing like a cancer, but it's now metastasizing. I mean, imagine just going to San Antonio to cover Delta Force, who the police chief said, you can't do drills here, and then guys in uniforms hold you at gunpoint and take your camera footage away, totally illegally in America. I mean, and I had like 20 or 30 things like that happen before. Just off the chart stuff, okay? And just trying to show the shadow government. And you know why they didn't want it out then? Because people weren't ready to be told yet. Now it's kind of like, oh, yeah, we have black helicopter drills all the time. They blew up the old school the other day. Yeah, my neighbor got arrested for trying to film it. You know, it's just shadow government acclimating everyone like we're animals. Now, let's go back to Bill Maher here. Let's play this clip one more time, and I'll get to all the clips I've got. Here's Bill Maher, and he goes on in the full thing to say there is no individual right. Well, Bill Maher, then there's no individual right for government to have weapons, because we are the people. The government gets its authority from the consent of the governed. This country started when the Redcoats tried to take the guns. Texas started when Santa Ana came to take the guns. And stop acting to your trendy, Luke, you know, IQs, the room temperature audience that thinks they're smart. That's the cult of authoritarianism that calls itself liberal. It's a bunch of low IQ nobodies with bureaucratic or government jobs or who are on corporate or regular welfare who sit around all day talking about how dumb all the business owners and people are that you live off of. And that's all MSNBC or CNN or Bill Maher's show is they sit around talking about how smart they are. This guy has a team of writers writing bad jokes, and he gives a bunch of cuss words to shock everyone like he's a 5-year-old. And he's an anti-American enemy of this country. And so is every other one of the collaborators that gets up there on the news and says they want our guns for the children. The government's arming itself to the teeth because it can't believe all the crimes it's gotten away with. They don't want to go to jail like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay, folks. They don't want to go to jail. When you have an out-of-control government, it creates an ecosystem for criminals to go wild. You know, they thought that first it was skinheads or Mexican mafia, and I'd say that's pretty good suspects, killing cops all over the country and killing DAs and people. It's coming out in Texas and in Colorado that it's other cops and bureaucrats and prosecutors killing people, and that's what's come out in Texas now. I've got that article that's coming up. But let's go ahead and play this clip again of Bill Maher saying the Second Amendment never existed. It's bull. Let's just go right at it.
So sorry, but this is the problem with the gun debate, is that
this
it's a constant center-right debate. There's no left in this debate. Everyone on the left is so afraid to say what should be said, which is the Second Amendment is bull. Why doesn't anyone go at the core of it?
And he goes on, if you can go through all the cussing, on Infowars.com, to say there's no right, there's never been a right. And he thinks his audience are idiots. And they are. They are idiots. They are idiots. I mean, people, if they don't have lower IQs, which is happening because the chemicals and all the rest of it in the water, guys, type in IQs dropping across the Western world. In fact, they're dropping worldwide. I want to show TV viewers that, but radio listeners just type in IQs dropping worldwide, sperm counts dropping, all of it. And it's not just the chemicals and the food and the water and the drugs. It's the laziness. There's no vigor. There's no stamina. People are just giving up. I mean, I look at how weak men have become. I look at how weird women have gotten. Just the neuroticness, the patheticness of the general public begging to be slaves. And guess what? You will be slaves. Now, when we come back, I've got to go quick because I haven't gotten to all the clips yet, and I've got a guest coming up in the next hour. Yeah, go ahead and shrink that graphic down so everybody can see it, because I need to be able to see the top area there. Good job, guys, finding those graphics. That's from what, Hartford University? Yeah, there it is. Hartford University. A massive IQ reduction worldwide. World IQ plunging straight down. Pretty soon a genius will be someone that knows how to talk or wipe their nose and doesn't need a robot to wipe their hind end. I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I mean, this is Idiocracy, where if you're informed and go, hey, Bill Maher, here's the FBI crime numbers that they don't want to publicize, 49% drop in violent crime because gun ownership's going straight up, and here's all the actuaries on it. And he just goes, shut up, right-winger. Right-winger, buddy, I'm a liberal. Okay, I've actually read the writings of Thomas Jefferson. I've actually read his books and his letters. I actually have the animating contest of liberty in my heart and soul. I've actually read all the major philosophers. I've actually, not because I'm a show-off, but because I got hair on my chest, buddy. I want to know how the world works. I want to be in charge. I want to be informed. I want to be a general of understanding. I want to be a tactician to defeat the enemy. I'm not targeting a bunch of dumbed-down people that suck their thumbs all day. I'm targeting the thinkers, because they are the people that count.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Queens of the Stone Age bringing us in. Think of the Stone Age. You said, hey, turn your spear into me. I'm from the neighboring tribe. I want to be your friend for the children. think our ancestors would turn their spear in? I mean, how stupid you got to be. And I may get to it next hour now because I'm running out of time, but the video's up on Infowars.com. It's our top YouTube video. It's featured. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv. Mike Martinez, the city councilman, hooked in with the mayor, Mayor Pro Tem sometimes, hooked in with Mayor Bloomberg, got up, and they had a guy in the crowd, and he had a sign that said, "Stop gun ban." We have video of this. The woman comes over and hits him in the back. Other guys come and cuss at him. He's politely holding up a sign saying, "Stop gun ban." And Martinez says, "We're not banning your guns here today, but what we're going to do right now, then we're going to make your sign legitimate. You're going to need that sign to stop the gun ban." Because they register always and then confiscate. And everybody laughs and cheers. And then I've got a bunch of clips in this video where Dianne Feinstein and others admit the plan is to register and then confiscate. And that's what's so frustrating. They sit there to the dumbed-down public and go, "We're not going to take your guns. Just register them for the children." We're like, but crime rate dropped 49%. It saved millions in the last 20 years. I mean, guns, lower crime. Look at Chicago. They have the highest crime rate. They took the guns. "Oh, it's for the children. Oh, the House won't ban the guns. They don't care about the New Haven kids." Like we killed them when the government made it a gun-free zone. Now, listen. Mark Dice, who's been a reporter off and on over the years, does a great job for Infowars.com, and his story is top left-hand side. Let's show it at DrudgeReport.com. It was down at the bottom, but Drudge has moved it back to the top. Thank you, Drudge. DrudgeReport.com. Californians signed petition to ban and confiscate firearms. Okay? And you have to understand, I called Mark. I talked to Mark yesterday. And he said the same thing. We found no one in Austin who didn't say ban water. When we went out and said ban dihydrogen monoxide. And that report's also underneath that one in the same link with our reporter, Leanne McAdoo. We said, "It's for the earth. It saves the earth. Ban dihydrogen monoxide." They all said ban it. Same thing with him. What you see is everybody out there, one group of two young women said, "I've got guns. I don't want to ban them." White people, Hispanics, black people said, "Let's arrest whites that don't turn their guns in. Owning guns is racist. Let's have door-to-door gun confiscation." And they signed petitions in San Diego to do this. I'm going to send my reporters out this week. Great minds think alike. I had told them weeks ago, I said, I want to go out and have petitions to ban guns. And we just didn't get around to it. We did the dihydrogen monoxide report. But it shows how authoritarian they are. So how do we beat them? You go to all their anti-gun rallies, folks, and these people on video will tell you, if you talk like an NPR host, because it's these authoritarians show who they are. They shuffle their feet, black, white, I don't care. They talk in a, and Dice knows what he's doing. Notice he went, "We need to deal with the evil white people that own guns." And the folks he's talking to go, "I agree with you, buddy. You don't have to tell me." These are white people. The religion is hating white people. And again, you know my show's never even been about race stuff. I love everybody. I want freedom. But the Democratic Party has gone authoritarian. And so if you're not a TV viewer, because we're streaming video right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, as we do all the radio shows and the nightly news, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, just go to DrudgeReport.com, top left-hand side, and send this video to everybody. It needs more than a million views, folks. It needs 10 million, 20 million. They think they control everything. I could do some video on stuff that makes you feminine in the plastics, and it's got 5 million views. And that's important, but not as important as this. Because if they get all the guns, folks, it's over. If they can get this big issue, they can get anything. Because people get having their guns taken is about being a slave. Okay, so go to DrudgeReport.com. It's the easiest place to find it. If you go to Infowars.com, it's on the front page, too. Democrats call for door-to-door gun confiscation because that's in it, too. And I'm telling you, these people have gone crazy. I mean, I watch MSNBC clips online, and I cannot believe this comes out of their mouth. "Well, they don't support socialism because they're racist whites. Yeah, it's dumb white crackers have to be dealt with. We'll deal with the whites in the South and take their guns. Hi, I'm Rangel." I mean, it is just, you see it. I'm going to do a whole report, as I said this week, where I'm going to show like 20, 30 clips of this that is just over the top. I mean, the Ku Klux Klan isn't this racial. who I've protested, by the way. But that doesn't matter because shut up, white racist. And I'm like, you're white too. Yeah, but I'm not like you. I mean, they're using it to push their socialist agenda. They're conquering us through divide and conquer. So get this video and your whole email list, Facebook. I'm going to retweet it at Real Alex Jones. Follow us at Real Alex Jones on Twitter, twitter.com/Real Alex Jones. Let's get this out. And I'm telling you, go to their rallies and they will say they're socialist. They'll say they want to break up the family. We played that clip last Sunday. It went viral all week. Every other show picked it up. Good. And we can bring these people down. I mean, we got to show the disingenuous. They're like, it's for the children while they're buying billions of rounds of ammo, automatic weapons, you name it. Okay, now again, I'm going to narrate some of this because it's video. The video is so powerful for radio listeners. You've never heard me hype something like this. I'm telling you, this is the type of stuff that'll bring them down. In the next hour, I got the city councilman in Austin saying, hey, we're only going to register now. But you're going to need that sign saying no gun ban soon because that's what we're going to do. Everybody's like, ha, 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 America's asleep. We're taking over. We're arming to the teeth. This is a cult of government worship. It's a gang like the Crips or the Bloods. I mean, these people are dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm hyperventilating. This is red level. Where is your spidey sense? Where is your common sense? I'll tell you how you fight back. You get the video, top of drudgereport.com, left-hand side. Infowars.com, get it out. Let's go to Mark Dice in San Diego with people nodding and smiling and agreeing while he says, let's arrest white people, let's take their guns, let's... I'm going to send my crew out and say put them in FEMA camps, and I guarantee you, the Austinites are going to call for whites to be put in camps. I mean, these people are a cult of sick freaks. Here it is.
We're going to just repeal the Second Amendment and take the guns away from the crazy right-wing white extremists and... just make sure that only the illegal, unregistered guns stay on the street. Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. By repealing the Second Amendment, what that'll do is we'll have a door-to-door gun confiscation against the white
right-wing
extremists.
Okay.
Take away their guns. Well, birthday.
My birthday.
Yeah, your birthday. Yeah. Just repealing the Second Amendment, door-to-door gun confiscations. Then that way only the unregistered guns will be out, and we'll be much safer that
way.
Got
you.
Thank you for supporting that.
No doubt.
Just a name and a signature. We're trying to just repeal the Second Amendment to make sure that only the criminals have the guns.
Everyone signed it,
but
one group of women
citizens
and a guy that walked away.
To repeal the Second Amendment. It's such an old-fashioned amendment. We're just making sure that the law-abiding gun owners have that right taken away.
All right.
Thank you so much. We're going to repeal the Second Amendment.
This guy's the best.
Only the police and the military need to have guns. We can trust them. They've never done anything wrong. And we're just going to get the legal registered guns off the street.
You don't have to convince us, my friend.
This will remove all the law-abiding registered gun owners and then the criminals sign. The criminals won't turn their guns in, so they'll still have their guns after we repeal the Second Amendment. Thanks for supporting that. Come on, bro. You don't want the kids to die in another massacre like Sandy Hook, do you?
Not at all, but you're just...
Come on,
I don't feel like signing anything right now. I'm sorry, man.
We're going to repeal the Second Amendment.
No, I don't want to.
And, we want to help keep people safe. We can, trust... But you can't be trusted to own those guns. The police can be trusted, not you citizens, slaves.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Thank you. A chance to win a free Xbox to repeal the Second Amendment?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, stay there. Go ahead and pause.
Do this with a straight face.
We're going to come back and play some more of this, but ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand. They're all like this. They are flaming authoritarians who think they're liberals. Second hour coming up, this and more. They're coming for us. Well, they see us as a crop.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It totally freaks me out. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you that we sent out our reporter, Leanne McAdoo. It's also in the same link on drudgereport.com underneath the California flag flying in distress. That's not disrespect to California either. It means California is in distress. Your ship's sinking, you fly your flag upside down, says we need help. They need help. And again, I'm not even mad at these weirdo authoritarians. Dice is smart, man. He went out there with MSNBC talking points, and the only place I've seen MSNBC on is in California. At the airport, it's on in the T-shirt shops. It's on in bars. It's on everywhere. And they sit there and they hear, whites are racist inherently, guns are racist, arrest the white people, guns are bad. And it's like, we are here from planet Pluto to take over your Earth. I am Corton, individual transmitting, this is central control, prepare. The government is here, we'll bring by your pod. Go to sleep, when you wake up, everything will be fine. I mean, it's like living in the Twilight Zone. And this is what we've got to do. You've got to go to their gun rallies. I'm telling you, any anti-gun rally you go to, it is like a 1917 communist rally in Moscow or something. I mean, it is, you will hear the most, why, if I go out to these, though, they start attacking me and hitting me on the head with signs. I guess that's the answer, because I've done this many times over the years. I've got to start going to these myself. Then I get excited and start screaming at them, and then my voice gets shot. That's how my voice got like this. I think it's on YouTube. You can type Nazis are for gun control. La Raza, Mecha La Raza, Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, there's a little clip of that in my film, Battle for the Republic. Man, folks get so mad at me when I go out there. I was out at one meeting, anti-gun meeting, and they had shirts that said, implement Plan of San Diego in Spanish. The Plan of San Diego, if you look it up, it's on the University of Texas history site, was to kill all whites above the age of 16. I mean, it is, wow, it is crazy. I'm going to go out to break and then come back with a special report on the purge that's begun. And then Dean Hagman, Doug Hagman, I'm also friends with Dean Hagman, Doug Hagman is going to be joining us about the persecution of veterans and more. But let's go out to break with Mark Dice, talking to more of the zombies. This is real, folks. This is what the New World Order does to these people. Here it is.
What we're doing is we're supporting the Lord, we're repealing the Second Amendment to get the guns off the streets.
White old lady.
If you have any problems, you can call the police. You don't need to defend your family yourself. So we're just repealing the Second Amendment. You just supported repealing the Second Amendment. Thank you so much. We're trying to just print.
He slaps her on the back. It's so bad. Oh, my God,
birthday,
I love it.
Birthday, please.
I'm telling you, this is as good as it gets.
We're just repealing the Second Amendment.
As good as sex or something.
And a signature. We're just repealing the Second Amendment.
Thank you so much.
We don't need that. If you have a problem, if there's a threat to your family, you just call the police. You can wait on them. So
that's true.
Thank you so much for that.
And he's all fake like the liberals who are really authoritarian CIA technicians.
To own guns, that's for the police and the military, right?
Yeah.
In today's society, we can trust the government enough to be the only people who have the weapons. And we're just going to do some gun confiscations door to door and take them away from everybody.
All right.
Thanks for supporting that. Are you 18?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just checking. What we'll do after the Second Amendment is repealed is we'll have some door-to-door searches to confiscate the registered weapons, since we have databases of all of them, and we'll just do what we can to get all the guns off the streets.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I don't know how much more absurd I can be, right? I mean, door-to-door gun confiscations? Holy cow. That's probably
all right. We laugh about all this. It's not funny, though. I mean, these people are dangerous. They have no connection to reality, history, any of it. This is a new form of like drone or bot. They're robots. They're programmed by media. They're not even real people.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're live, blasting out across the country. And then we come back Sundays live, 4 to 6 Central. By the way, there are a lot of great Californians. I have a lot of friends that have moved to Texas from California. I have family out in California. Not all Californians are brain-dead weirdo zombies. If you just joined us, I played a clip of Californians in public signing petitions to arrest white people for being white and to do door-to-door gun confiscations and take all guns. The story is linked up at drudgereport.com, left-hand side, with an image of the California flag in distress upside down. America, Californians signed petition to ban and seize guns. I'm going to send reporters out to talk to authoritarian trendies that call themselves liberals. And I'm going to call for gun owners to be put in forced labor camps, and they're going to sign unanimously. We've got to show everyone how diabolical these people are. Let me tell you, that's why people think this show sounds crazy, because you haven't seen it yet. You're just normal, living your life. You don't understand. They think of you as a crop or as dinner, these government bureaucrats and welfare people. They see you like Wiley Coyote sees the Roadrunner. You know, it was on a spit with juices dripping off of it. And this is how authoritarianism works. Now I'm going to go to break here, and I'm going to come back with Mr. Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network with how they're persecuting veterans and arresting them, grabbing them in mass, taking their guns. That's even mainstream news. This is big, important news on mainline persecution of the best people in this country on average. People that actually stand for the Republic. That's all coming up after the break. I mean, I can't believe this is even happening. I can't even believe it. I don't blame you for not believing it. But here's my special report I did on the family that had their kids taken for marijuana, and then now they tried to run to Cuba, sent right back. What do you think, a communist country? He's not going to send you back to another authoritarian country. But the point is, pot smokers, veterans, they're coming after all of you. The purge has already begun. Do you think in authoritarian countries they tell you they're authoritarian? You've got to recognize it. The globalists are going after their enemies, real Americans. Here it is.
I want you to listen to me very, very carefully, because we are all in grave danger. A dire warning for every man, woman, and child, not just in the U.S., but worldwide. I have studied the 20th century, and I've studied tyrannies that came before it. And the exact pattern followed in Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China. The list goes on and on. The exact pattern that was followed in those nations is now being established here. Do you think in Nazi Germany, in the first 6-7 years of the Nazis, that it was in the news that oppressive bad things were happening or that people were disappearing? No. Do you think from the time that Lenin was in power and decades later Joseph Stalin, do you think it was in the Russian news that the government was being oppressive and sending people to gulags and taking their children for minor offenses? No. The state-controlled and state-run media was promoting it as a good thing. Now, we've talked a lot about how millions of veterans are getting letters saying you have to turn your firearms in. No judge, no jury, no psychological evaluation, no nothing. Turn your guns in. Others are being raided without warrants. Their guns are being confiscated. They're being put in psychiatric facilities and are being billed for it, and then being told you won't be released unless you sign papers agreeing that you're mentally ill. I've interviewed them. You've seen it in your local news. It is a purge that's happening.
The hospital, my primary care physician called to have a wellness check placed on me, and the local police perform a wellness check. Well, the local police came up, and there was nothing wrong with me. I had no, there was no anxiety. I wasn't combative. I wasn't with anybody, so I had no witnesses, and they didn't have a warrant, and they, through intimidation, forcefully commandeered my vehicle and entered my home, searched and seized my weapons, and then, carted me away in an ambulance to a psychiatric evaluation, which I was held for 72 hours.
And Homeland Security says veterans, returning veterans, are the number one terror threat. when statistically they have one of the lowest crime rates. This is a group being demonized. You've seen where Illinois has tried to put people in jail for life for filming or taping police in public, something completely protected under the First Amendment.
75 years behind bars. A prison sentence that long is rarely handed down, and it's usually just for murderers or rapists. But a local man faces 75 years in prison for a nonviolent crime. What he's accused of doing is something many people have done, but most don't realize it's actually illegal.
It's a felony if you're taping.
You guys are public.
You're recording.
A dozen states are using eavesdropping and wiretapping laws to arrest people who record audio of law enforcement without their permission.
I'm not shutting it off. Officer.
Well, you're going to jail.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a new case where a family reportedly went to a anti-government rally, and so the police raided them over it and found marijuana. And so because they allegedly had marijuana with their children were taken by the government. Now, the family got their children back at gunpoint, allegedly, and have fled. And the CNN headline doesn't even say it's the parents. They just say that anti-government people have taken children from a home, and there's an Amber Alert.
These signs are up right now. An Amber Alert has been issued by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Police believe Chase and Cole Haken are with their parents, Joshua and Sharon Haken, who police are calling armed and dangerous.
Then they talked to the neighbors in the local newspaper there in Florida, and they said they were such a nice family, such sweet people. We don't know what happened to them. Well, they have the normal mammal instinct to protect their children.
The boys were taken from their grandmother's house in Lake Magdalene. That is in Hillsborough County. According to investigators, the couple lost custody of the two boys after an anti-government rally in Louisiana.
Right now, this family is, quote, on the run, but there's another chapter to all of this.
They are waiting for a judge to sign off on a search warrant before going inside. Once they do, and hopefully soon, they're going to be finding some clues, they hope, about where Haken and, more importantly, his children, where they might be.
The local newscasts go and show an InfoWars.com bumper sticker when they talk about anti-government to try to associate people that realize we have an occupational government with collaborators running it, of foreign banks that have taken over, trying to associate those of us that are real Americans and are aware of what's happening with terrorism or kidnapping children. Anti-government people steal kids, kidnap kids out of home. Don't say it's their parents. By the way, these parents are both engineers with no criminal records in an upper middle class area.
Police across the state searching for two young boys.
Officials issued an Amber Alert yesterday. They believe the children were kidnapped by their own father.
The police were targeting people that went to a Tea Party rally. This is all on record, and supposedly found them a marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to take your children. Think of the ultimate crime of that from good families over marijuana.
We're also learning some new details about the family. The father, Joshua Haken, was arrested a year ago in Louisiana on drug charges.
Amber Alert search continues for two boys abducted from grandmother's home by anti-government parents. And the headline shouldn't be anti-government people grab kids out of home. It should be authoritarian government kidnaps children over petty pot charge and parents fight back. This is how they're going to disappear everybody from marijuana or being anti-government or filming police in public. This is how tyrannies work. In the first phases, they just start arresting people and throwing the book at them because they love liberty. Later then, they start arresting people en masse. But only after they have their national ID cards and their cash.
That's right. The full report is up on InfoWars.com. Mass arrest and gun confiscation has begun, but if a tree falls in the forest and nobody heard it, did it make a sound? We'll be back with the persecution of veterans. And even the New York State Police are speaking up saying they're being given unlawful orders. Isn't it time to say no to this tyranny together and restore America?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, for the balance of the hour, Doug Hagman is a really interesting journalist and also a longtime private investigator with many law enforcement certifications, an amazing source from Fox News, Niels Cavuto, to this radio show from Coast to Coast AM, you name it. Incidentally, I'm on with George Norrie for the full 3 hours Tuesday night, or the 16th is Tuesday night, right, guys, on these same subjects. So that should be interesting. HomelandSecurityUS.com is the news website. We're going to go to him in a moment. And I, you know, really respect some of the other guests we have on, like Joel Skousen. But then he hears Hagman on saying, I have these Homeland Security sources. And Skousen says, well, there's no way these sources are actually giving you this info because they would get in trouble. I've had federal marshals, FBI, state police, high level. I'm going to just stop right there. Just last week, I was talking to a high level person. And the thing is, they're all so sick of the New World Order. More like 80% of the mid-level and low-level are against this. It's only the very top that's for it. That's why they've already lost if we just stand up. So I'm going to get him back on because he's been critical, saying there's no way Hagman has these sources. Well, so much of what Hagman has talked about is confirmed by my sources, and I know I have real sources. And boy, Hagman said last year, when Obama gets back in, it's full pedal to the metal. They're going after the Christians. And I said, Christians? And that's all. And now Fox News, Christians listed as terrorists. In Army training manuals, the state police went public 5 days ago. In the Colorado papers, I covered it. There's the headline, Army labels Christian ministries as domestic hate groups, Catholics, you name it. And sure, it sounds crazy. I don't blame people not believing this, but it's happening. And then the state police of Colorado came out and said, we're being told in meetings with the feds to prepare to confiscate Christians' guns. I mean, that's like saying we're going to confiscate the Jews' guns in Nazi Germany. That is so illegal, so unconstitutional. And I got to be honest with you. I'm even shocked by the Obama people. I mean, you turn on MSNBC and it's all gun owners are racist crackers. They actually use that term, who will be dealt with. I mean, it's like listening to the communist in the 60s or something in the U.S. I mean, it's joke level, like the communist in Network or something with Howard Beale. I mean, it's so over the top. You're like, is this really happening? Well, it is. We've gone out in Austin. They say turn the guns in interviews we did months ago. We've gone out. They say ban water, if the government says. That video's up on DrudgeReport.com right now in the gun grab group. And so is this video. Here it is.
We're going to repeal the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Only the police and the military need to have guns. We can trust them. They've never done anything wrong. And we're just going to get the legal registered guns off the street.
You don't have to convince us, my friend.
This will remove all the law-abiding registered gun owners and then the criminal sign. The criminals won't turn their guns in, so they'll still have their guns after we repeal the Second Amendment. Thanks for supporting that. Come on, bro. You don't want the kids to die.
That's enough. And then he's got an old lady saying it's for the Lord. I want to go to Doug Hagman of HomelandSecurityUS.com. Doug, this is so over the top, but I guess when you study history and look at old tyrannies, you're like, how'd they get away with that? It's so ridiculous. But they're moving even faster than I thought, and they're so desperate to get our guns. And as you said a year ago, list gun owners is the new group to purge. They know we're not going to turn them in, and they really think this is a civil war they're going to start and win. Doug, what are your high-level Homeland Security sources saying? Because my sources are saying the same things you're saying. And how will they get away with this when I was talking, okay, high-level Secret Service agent, I'll just say that. I mean, high-level. And he said, no one likes Obama. They're all completely freaked out. It's like Ceausescu or something. How far can this go?
Well, hi, Alex. And look, that's a great question. I don't know. I do know that they are certainly determined. They have a very tenacious plan in place. Here's the situation from my source, according to what I've been receiving. This is a fight on a It's a multi-level fight. Number one, they're going after the veterans, obviously, as you very well pointed out.
We're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Right. Number two, they're going after anyone in the states that are willing to cooperate with the Obama and Biden agenda. Now, Biden is the point man. It's my understanding that Biden has a lot to do, a lot of play with this, as well as the DHS. My source within the DHS is telling me that Biden and some DHS sources, including but not limited to Jen Napolitano, are meeting with various governors. And the governors are meeting with the, well, in this case, with the New York State Police Superintendent, Joseph DiAmico, who supports Obama, supports this anti-gun agenda.
Yeah, they have the police chiefs. They have no one else. Right. I mean, that's what I've learned, is that finally the feds have woken up and are like, are we in North Korea? I mean, because it's like, we're going to arrest the Christians. We're going to take their guns. I think that in these briefings at the state level finally woke everybody up.
Exactly. But Alex, you mentioned something, or you asked something kind of interesting. How do they expect to get away with this? I think a lot of people have a tendency to look at this as just a single initiative, this happening in a vacuum. According to my source, they're planning on taking further action when the economy collapses, when the dollar collapses. We're facing a tremendous economic, we're in dire straits, and it's going to be a lot easier to turn in your neighbor with the guns, or even turn in the guns yourself for food if you're not prepared for what's coming economically.
Oh yeah, that's why they're digging in. They're gonna.
That's right.
We're gonna look like Greece.
Exactly. So there are multiple fronts, multiple battles, multiple theaters of operation. What really surprised me, though, Alex, last week is I received a call from talk show host out of Buffalo, New York, Tom Bowerly, a good friend of mine, who said, hey, did you hear about the case of David Lewis? Well, David Lewis is a 35-year-old librarian. You reported on it. In fact, I think you might have even talked to his attorney, James Tresmond. I was on his program on Friday. We compared notes from our sources. He has similar sources to mine. And they're all saying, look, this is the start. New York is one of the ground zero states, as they put it, for gun confiscation.
It's the beta test along with California. For those that don't know, even California papers, and I have them linked in our article, New York State Police admit wrongly confiscating guns under new laws. Clerk's office suggests legislation has serious flaws. The state police themselves, except for the commandant, are saying we're being told to do things that are illegal. These vets have not been adjudicated mentally ill. They're just taking their guns en masse.
Exactly. And the other aspect of this, too, Alex, is that they're using the HIPAA. They're circumventing HIPAA, and they're using some various aspects that are hidden in Obamacare, this Affordable Health Care Act, that also plays into this as well.
I will break that down from your sources, because you're up there in New Jersey, New York, and that's where you've really got all your connections. Doug Hagman, HomelandSecurityUS.com. Is our guest, and we're going to get into this because, folks, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Thousands of emails. Vets are having their guns taken everywhere. This is a purge. Nobody will tell you about it because we're in an authoritarian nightmare with a bunch of sold-out prostitute media traitors.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My ancestors, many of your ancestors, founded the American Republic. My ancestors founded the Texas Republic. And I intend to refound the Republic. Born again hard. The secret is you don't know how much power you've got. The criminals that have taken over this country, they know the power of liberty. That's why they want to shut it down. That's why they want to demonize those of us that know the truth. And again, I'll say this. A lot of times when I get a Homeland Security document, what I do is I call the phone number on it. And I've read these over the years. I can tell when they're real and when they're not. And I'll call the phone number. And I mean, FBI, you name it, answers the phone. They'll be like, and how do you have this? And I'll give them the code number on it. And one time I got an Army document a few years ago that was classified. But, I mean, they're going to persecute me for getting a FEMA camp document. So then they released it, but redacted and said I shouldn't have it. You're like, okay, we're going to release it. It's not a big deal. The point is, that's good news that the majority of people, even in the federal government, get whoa, we're in briefings demonizing Christians now and founding fathers and quoting Mao. You've got seven White House czars. I'm going to do a video on this. I'm going to do a video on it this week. Quoting Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer in history. And I think the globalists are disconnected. I don't think that they understand that they're operating in full view. They think they're cloaked. They're not. Now, Doug Hagman, that's a whole other issue, is the fact that they settled the suit last year that they make male members of the Justice Department go before the tribunal of weird women that run it in their own little cult, named after a Greek island. And they sit there and dominate them and yell at them and scream at them and make fun of them and make them go office out of the bathroom. I mean, this is what happened to Ceausescu and others. The tyranny gets so weird and so mentally ill that, and we've seen FBI agents blow the whistle on the crack pipes on the White House Christmas tree and the desecration of Jesus. The truth is the government's not all full of bad people. So I want Americans to understand this takeover isn't a done deal, but cut to the chase on the persecution of veterans, where they're going, and how big of a deal is this, though, that you've got the connections, I've got the connections, telling me 80% of people in federal law enforcement are completely freaked out and now understand they're basically working for Mao Zedong.
Exactly the same information, Alex. In talking with Tom Bowerly, the host of WBEN, he's getting overwhelming positive support from the rank-and-file members of the New York State Police. It's the higher-ups that are causing these problems, that are actually pushing for the confiscation. But what you said earlier, we're in a time in history right now where our rights to privately own a firearm, they're under attack by this New World Order. Everyone made fun of it before. Now people are starting to set up and pay attention, and that's a good thing. But here's the deal. We've got a multifaceted war against us. The VA, for example, is playing a big part in this. The Obamacare, those 20,000 pages of documents, they're there for a reason. They hide a lot of the nuts and bolts, the architecture that will take away our rights to own, possess firearms in manners which we never would think that we'd see
them coming. They're taking veterans' guns and kids that have had their legs blown off, and they say, there's no way you couldn't be depressed with your legs blown off. Your kids are taken. I mean, it's outrageous.
Exactly. And they're circumventing the provisions of the HIPAA Act. This is a copy of a letter here I'm holding from the County of Erie. This was initiated by the New York State Police.
Yeah, show that closer to the camera for TV viewers.
This was received by Mr. David Lewis. It's from the County of Erie, but the initiative came from the Department of Homeland Security via Obama and Biden, their initiative, anti-gun initiative. But this was to David Lewis, and it says, quite simply, you are to immediately supply us with the following, us being the police department, every weapon that you own, every weapon accessory that you own, and every piece of every bit of ammunition that you own, as
under
well
penalty
as,
of perjure, violating your Fifth Amendment.
Yeah, failure to comply with this will be sufficient grounds for the revocation of your pistol license, and it also in there threatens potential further action such as arrest should this person not comply.
So how are they so arrogant to go after? How many veterans are there? It's some gigantic number.
Exactly. But Alex, I look, everything is coming together. These are all the machinations of this regime in tandem with DHS, using the medical records. And Obamacare is not about health care. It's about the centralization of data. And that's what we have to really zero in on, as well as the VA records, centralization of data. The Army, of course, the people that are going to be enforcing the Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act will be also enforcing the very attributes to these confiscations of weapons. And I'll tell you what, Alex. I do have a feeling, even though David Lewis, the monkey wrench in his case, they didn't think he would get an attorney. He got an attorney out of Western New York who specializes in Second and Fourth Amendment issues. And I'll tell you what, they backed down, which is a good thing. Yet they continued to lie, saying, well, we had the wrong person altogether.
Well, sure. Well, but I mean, what about the checkpoints now where they catch veterans with over a 10-round mag and charge them with five felonies? I mean, this is incredible. Look at this article up at InfoWars.com. DOD issues instructions on military support of civilian law enforcement. We have direct links to the Department of Defense, and it's all these videos and photos training for door-to-door gun confiscation and riot control, and they're now telling them, yes, we're prepared for collapse and mass arrest during civil unrest in law enforcement. Like you said, they're getting ready to collapse us. This is horrible. How do we stop this?
Well, I think we stop it just by what we're doing. I mean, short of standing in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square. Look, we're doing what we're doing, but we're playing our zone. We're playing our position. I think what we need is, to be honest with you, what we need is our people to stand next to us, behind us, beside us. We all need to say, no, we're not going to take this anymore. Look, as you pointed out, they see how much they can get away with at the airports, feeling up your mother, your daughter, your sister, whatever. We took it. We've taken everything. It's, you know, where is our red line in the sand? Where's our line in the sand? Will this be it? Is this sufficient to wake people up? We have to stand together, and we have to fight against this, Alex. And I think that we are doing everything in our power to educate the public. I think the public has to understand how evil, how sinister.
Well, that's the thing. You spend all day on this. I spend all day on this. You know, you talk to breathless high-level federal agents, go, my God, you can't imagine what's going on. I can't tell you national security. I mean, the state police came out. It's not even national news. And went, we're in meetings bad-mouthing all Christians, asking if we'll put them in camps and take their guns. I mean, it's Twilight Zone. But I guess that's what tyranny's like.
Oh, the Christian aspect of this is huge, we as well as the children. And by the way, according to my source at DHS, that little public service announcement by MSNBC Melissa Harris Perry about the children being part of the collective, this is part of the initiative for groupthink, and this plays into the anti-gun agenda.
No, you don't understand. My main news director, Rob Dew, had a neighbor come over when his boys were playing in the front yard and tell him he was a bad father. That wasn't safe. And I'm sure you've heard, but they've arrested parents for their kids playing in the front yard now. And she was a Soviet officer and told him she would call in the forces against him. I mean, this, did you see the video where the Californians say, put the whites in jail?
Oh, I did see that, yes.
But I mean, like, who are these people? They're just crazy.
It's so insane. Alex, did you really? I mean, I really never thought we would get to this point, especially willingly or without some sort of blowback. But I'll tell you, I'm very surprised. But
stay there. We're going to come back and get the key intel you want to go over. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I just retweeted it. Real Alex Jones, the Drudge Report, where on the left-hand side they have the link to Californians signing a petition to arrest gun owners, house-to-house raids. The petitioner even says we're going to stop whites. I mean, just bizarre racial garbage, but it's all a repeat of what MSNBC pushes. And it's just venomous that the collectivist funded by foreign banks are making their full move, because they're all going to go to jail if they don't. They've signed us on to the derivatives. They've involved themselves in frauds that make Bernie Madoff look like an angel and Ken Lay look like a Boy Scout. And so they're fully committed. Doug Hagman, researcher, journalist, amazing private investigator with really important connections in the Northeast law enforcement. I want to play a clip here of city councilmen who's mayor pro tem at times, Mike Martinez, saying, hey, we're going to register guns now. We'll confiscate later, to a guy that had a sign saying stop gun ban. But I really think they've miscalculated. I think they look at their own constituents that don't know what planet they're on and think that all of us are like that. I don't think they realize that they may have gone too far, reached too far, and that their revolution's going to fail. And I don't just say that from a wish. I intellectually am immersed in this, and I think they've gone too far. What do you say?
I think that they have, but and they didn't. They're not expecting the level of blowback in certain areas, but they're still going to double down, Alex. The information I'm getting from my DHS sources: number one, these people are evil. They are involved in the occult, and that was a surprise for me to hear at the level. At that particular
look at MTV,
level.
Kesha teaches 10-year-old girls how to commit suicide. Insane, pure devil worship everywhere.
Well, exactly. And based on this, and based on the fact that they intend to double down, you've got they fully intend to have a universal gun registration in place before the end of the year.
These are people that call men in and scream at them and talk about their genitals and make them stay in the bathroom. They're crazy, so they're not going to stop.
No, they're not. And I avoid trying to set dates, but look at certain events. Again, the DHS source says, look, when you see a dip in metals and you see the manipulation with the economy becomes obvious to the average person on the street, then you're going to see a more forceful attack against gun ownership. You're going to see the attacks against the First Amendment. If you are a Christian, if you're a sovereign citizen, if you're, of course, everything you go through.
By the way, I mentioned the Justice Department stuff from last year. People may have forgotten about that. Tell people what, and they settled on it. Tell people what reportedly is going on with the women that run it.
Oh, it was described to me as kind of like a scene out of Caligula. I mean, are you talking about the DHS?
Sex stuff. Yeah, remember it came out in the news, but said it was much worse than what.
Yeah, it's exponentially worse than what's being reported. There is sexual intimidation, sexual favors at the highest levels of DHS. And it's just so hard to even describe, but you have this open sexual tension, animosity. If you don't follow certain things or do certain things, you're ostracized.
Yeah, it turns out that these women aren't just into women once they get full power. It's all about dominating males. That came out in the news.
You're right on the money. And once again, people have to understand.
I mean, we're talking about high-level FBI agents are told your job's gone if you don't wear a dog collar. I mean,
it's that bad and even worse. And we talked about this at the, you and I spoke about this last year. And all of everything that we've talked about seems to be coming to pass in terms of the information we shared last year. They want this agenda complete. They want to take down our country. We are a captured operation. It's that plain and simple. This country is captured from within. The DHS is working.
Can you imagine wanting to make FBI agents come in and put dog collars on and be leg around on chains? I mean, what type of freaks? I want cheese enchiladas. I mean, I want to go fishing. I don't want to make people wear dog chains. I mean, is wrong with these freaks?
Exactly. I don't. Well, again, when you're that into the occult practices, and there is this occult satanistic aspect with this sadomasochistic part, that's a big part of this. It's just unbelievable. But
don't get on MTV now unless you teach 10-year-olds how to be in bondage and commit suicide. I was watching these videos today. The guys were showing me where they teach young girls how to commit suicide on TV.
Of course, you can't have anything wholesome at all. You've got to go to that extreme. It's everything is backwards and upside down.
But then they want to blame us for 20 dead kids. Let's play this clip of city councilman under Bloomberg's control with the police chief who claims he's coming in next Friday saying, oh, he wants registration, but the guy has a sign for radio listeners because you can't see it all. He points at the sign that says no gun ban. He says, what we're doing now, which is registration, then you're going to need that sign because we're going to do that, which is gun confiscation, and the crowd roars. Here where I live in Texas, they're telling us they're going to get our guns. Here it is.
Austin City Council Member Mike Martinez.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on behalf of the Mayor and City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
We will make your sign legitimate shortly about gun ban, so you hang on to that. So they register, then they confiscate. And the full video up on InfoWars.com shows them a woman punches him in the back, one pro-gun guy with a guy next to him, two guys. Then the cops come over, not the state police. The state police actually tell the Austin police, hey, what are you doing? This is our jurisdiction on the Capitol. Come over like, and the news said the pro-gun guys caused a disturbance. And it's just, I'm so sick of their lying. But, I mean, what do you make of that clip?
That happened to you, Alex, a number of times.
Yes.
I mean, this is a standard operating procedure right now. And I just can't stress this enough. You're going to see more of this. Their goal is total confiscation of all firearms, personal protection gone. Part of this, too, is the ammunition aspect. It's difficult to get ammunition today. This plays into, according to my source, this is all part of it. I mean, backdoor gun, how do you control guns?
I mean, if you take the bullets, now it's over 2 billion plus. Let me ask you this. You've got the sources, I've got the sources. If they totally get now, the state police of Colorado are public saying this is crazy, and the New York state police are saying this is crazy. If we actually have the foot soldiers, how are they going to do this then if their own people have figured it out?
Well, I don't think that they're going to go right out and use a SWAT team. There will be several high-profile examples, but the key point, what was driven home to me by my source, is, look, it's going to be all about the money. It's going to be all about the food. You're going to be hungry and broke.
So it's the collapse. Let's go to Feinstein on 60 Minutes saying if she had the vote, she would ban all semi-autos. Here it is.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
All right, and then we'll go ahead and go to this next clip. Here it is.
I'm sorry, but this is the problem with the gun debate, is that it's a constant center-right debate. There's no left in this debate. Everyone on the left is so afraid to say what should be said, which is the Second Amendment is bull. Why doesn't anyone go at the core of it?
And then he goes on to say, just ban it all with Bob Costas. Again, these guys live behind armored gates with armed guards and have guns. And they're just flaming authoritarians. There's no left or right. There's authoritarian, there's liberty. We're with liberty, they're authoritarians. It's time to shatter that paradigm. Final comments, Doug Hagman from the Northeast Intelligence Group.
We're just seeing the from the bottom up, the top down, in the inside out. Obama said he was going to fundamentally change this country. He's doing it. This agenda has been in the works for more than the Obama regime, but nonetheless, he is the one who has been appointed.
He's the change agent. He's the star quarterback. What do you make of AP hiring North Koreans to run AP? Did you hear about that?
Briefly.
I'm entering the twilight zone here.
Yeah, well, I mean, but what would we expect? Would we expect something other than that? It's, I'll tell you what,
Doug, let me get you back during the week. I'm going to set you up someday this week. Can you do it?
Yeah, can do.
All right, thank you. HomelandSecurityUS.com. Thanks for coming on Sunday night. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Folks, if you aren't paying attention, something's wrong with you. America has been taken over by a bunch of criminals because we've been complacent. It's time to wake up or be totally enslaved. InfoWars.com. Get that video out.